Well, according to the latest USDA report on cattle feedlot inventories, cattle and calves on feed for slaughter in the U.S. totaled 10.9 million head on March 1st. That's down 3% from March a year ago. Thus, fewer cattle going into feedlots and a smaller overall inventory. USDA livestock analyst Cheryl Shagham said this is just another indicator of a shrinking cattle herd. So how does this actually affect the financial status of the beef industry?
Right now, you're in a situation where most of the sector is looking at positive margins. Margins for packers tend to be relatively positive. Again, the support on the wholesale prices is helping them out. That's working backwards to the feedlots, where you are seeing the demand for feeder cattle increasing, and that in turn is helping support the cow-calf operator. Now, the squeeze for feedlot operators may come later in the year as this pool of cattle outside feedlots diminish, and they're going to have to bid progressively higher for cattle to go into the feedlots.
Placements in feedlots during February total 1.67 million head. That's 1% below last year. But marketings of fed cattle during February total 1.72 million head. That's 2% above 2009. Overall, the monthly cattle on feed report was considered to be neutral, as Shagham is predicting steer prices to average between $88 and $92 yet this year. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.